This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO on Sunday criticized Vladimir Putin for what he called its dangerous and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric a day after the Russian president said he planned to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Ukraine's foreign ministry on Sunday called for an extraordinary meeting of the UN Security Council and for the international community to take decisive measures to prevent Russia's use of nuclear weapons. Washington played down concerns. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. had seen no sign that Putin had moved any nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces have managed to blunt Russia's offensive in and around the embattled eastern city of Bakhmut, the scene of brutal fighting in the last few months.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. There have been protests in the streets of Israel's key cities after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister over the planned overhaul of Israel's judiciary. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
The move signals the prime minister will move ahead this week with plans to overhaul Israel's judiciary, which has sparked widespread opposition. Tens of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets, military and business leaders have spoken out against it, and leading allies of Israel have voiced concerns. Yoav Gallant, a former army general, is a senior member of Netanyahu's ruling Likud party. On Saturday, he called for a pause in the controversial legislation until after next month's Independence Day holidays, citing the rift's threat to Israel's national security. Netanyahu's government is pushing ahead for a parliamentary vote this week on a centerpiece of the overhaul, a law that would give the governing coalition the final say over all judicial appointments. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's government has called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to, quote, counter the Kremlin's nuclear blackmail after Russian President Vladimir Putin revealed plans to station tactical atomic weapons in Belarus. Putin announced the plan in a television interview that aired on Saturday. One Ukrainian official said Sunday Russia, quote, took Belarus as a nuclear hostage, but Moscow said it was making the move in response to the West increasing military support for Ukraine. 35,000 people, according to the Vatican, gathered in St. Peter's Square to listen to Pope Francis's weekly Sunday prayer from his window. After the prayer, the pontiff reiterated his message for peace in Ukraine, saying that, quote, only the change of hearts can open the road leading to peace. He called on the people to pray for Ukrainian people. He also spoke about the victims of the earthquake in Turkey and Syria and those affected by this weekend's devastating tornado in the U.S. southern state of Mississippi.
Preghiamo anche per la popolazione dello stato del Mississippi colpite da un devastante tornado.
Help began pouring into one of the poorest regions of the U.S. South after the deadly tornado tore a path of destruction in the Mississippi Delta, even as furious new storms were striking the nearby state of Georgia, and two tigers briefly escaped from their enclosures at a safari park. At least 25 people were killed and dozens of others injured in Mississippi as the massive storm ripped through several towns on its hour-long path Friday night. Former U.S. President Donald Trump used an election rally in Texas over the weekend to cast the upcoming 2024 presidential contest in dark language, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The twice-impeached former president is currently facing a raft of state and federal investigations.
The only way to stop these arsonists is to rebuke and reject this evil persecution by sending us straight back to the White House to expel the communists and the Marxists and all of them.
And he continued to falsely claim his 2020 election loss was due to fraud. Claims that fueled the violent attack on the U.S. Congress by his supporters on January 6, 2021, Trump has turned to increasingly incendiary language, warning of death and destruction amid reports a Manhattan prosecutor could be close to charging him over an alleged hush money payment to an adult film star.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Follow us online at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.